Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Curtis Ellis is here. Curtis is an economic expert and a policy director with America First Policies and former advisor to the Trump campaign and administration in the early days. And he's here to talk to us now about some of the things that are being done and proposed to help us get through this coronavirus pandemic, this Wuhan virus, coronavirus. Curtis, thanks again for hanging out with us. What do you think? Give us a report on, there are a lot of different things being proposed, right? There's sending everybody a check. There's extending the unemployment benefits. There's all kinds of other things. I even heard yesterday opening up the discount window at the Fed for small businesses. And I'm thinking, where's the precedent for that? How do I get to that window? What do you think?
Yeah, I like that idea very much, and that is being discussed. We have to go back to the 1930s and the Great Depression to look for precedents to what we're talking about here and what's being discussed. When you talk about a $1.8 trillion assistance package and stimulus package, you're talking Great Depression numbers, Great Depression.
None
of us remember. I remember what I read about what old FDR Franklin Roosevelt said, which is experiment, experiment, experiment. We're going to try everything and keep this thing, make sure this thing works. So you open up a facility, a window at the Fed where small businesses can directly get assistance, directly get money to keep afloat. Don't go through banks. Don't go through some new bureaucracy.
Wow.
Another idea that's being – I mean, that's huge. Because remember what happened in World War II. This is often forgotten, is that the government set up companies. There was when Roosevelt said we need to make 50,000 planes a year or 50,000 planes a month, he set these incredible targets. The owner of the only aluminum company in America said, "Nah, we don't need to do that. You know, I'm making enough money just doing what I'm doing."
Right.
So what did the government do? It took an equity stake and set up Reynolds Aluminum.
That's exactly right.
It financed an entrepreneur.
I know
in the marketplace.
I know where one of the biggest plants is. I know that story. But the thing is, though, is that we don't want that kind of thing to happen, though. This is what I'm worried about. What I've been saying, Curtis, is I don't know whether and as much as I want to make sure that we don't lose our small business sector and their employees and our customers right now, I don't know whether to be more afraid of the disease or the response to the disease.
Well, I'm in your boat there. I'm very concerned about the response to this. I think the economic fallout the economic contagion can be just as harmful, if not more harmful, than the public health. We don't know so much about the health aspects. I'm not a health expert. I'm not going to get in that lane. I'm not going to talk about that because I don't know. I've read some epidemiologists out of Stanford that saying, let's be honest here, we just don't know a lot. We don't have honest information.
Right.
We don't have clear data. China's been very opaque, so we really don't know. You look at who's dying in Italy. It's people 80 to 95 years old, right? You know, God bless them, and it's terrible. But anyway, on the economic front, another thing that's being talked about is business interruption insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Every business or most businesses carry business interruption insurance. The problem is those policies don't cover pandemic. They cover hurricanes, they cover floods, but they don't cover pandemic. If the government were to step in and say, we will cover pandemics, tell the insurance companies, cover pandemics,
but most
we'll
small
cover
businesses
you.
Don't have business interruption insurance. Curtis. Most of them don't.
And that's a problem, and then you go to the Fed. Yeah. And you go to that Fed window.
Right. One of the things that I've been concerned about, I don't think we should give people money who have a job. I think we should, if we're going to give somebody money, give it to the businesses and let the businesses keep their people working and on payroll with that money. So if the money goes to the business, it helps the business and the employees. If it only goes to the employees and they stay home with the money, the business goes out of business. What do you think?
That's right. That's a very good idea. That's a very good point.
We get a two for one.
That's right. Let's keep the infrastructure employment going.
Yeah,
Give the businesses the money with a very clear stipulation that they are going to keep their people on
and
the
payroll. And they have to pay them the money. They have to keep – but here's the thing, Curtis. One of the things that small business owners did post-2008 for the employees that they were able to keep on board, when they didn't have enough to do, you know what they did? They did training. They trained and they upgraded their equipment and they did better maintenance, and consequently, when the economy turned around, they were better off than they ever were. Let me tell you one other quick thing. You mentioned the Fed. Here's an inside baseball thing that's not a good talking point that the president probably, his advisors probably won't let him have. But you got regulators out there that are scrutinizing small business loans, and they might call some of these loans, because they're poor quality under the circumstances. They need to get rid of that kind of pressure on banks. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely right. America First, the organization I work with, is headed by Linda McMahon.
Yep.
And she was the Small Business Administrator.
She's been a member. She's been on our show. Yeah. Hold on.
And she brought over her chief of staff.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you bring that up after the break. Right back with Curtis Ellis.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.